From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish-led Syrian forces launched an offensive Sunday to gain control of the city of Raqqa, the de facto capital for the Islamic State group. U.S. Envoy Brett McGurk says the offensive is receiving American air support. He also said the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, met in the Turkish capital Sunday with his Turkish counterparts for talks on the new offensive. Those talks appear to be aimed at easing Turkish concerns about Kurdish participation in the operation. Turkey sees the Syrian Kurdish fighting force as a terrorist organization. Iraqi troops inside the city of Mosul slowed their advance Sunday on the city's eastern front. Islamic State militants have taken over neighborhoods in that area, and troops are trying to protect civilians from being harmed in battle. Here is Special U.S. Envoy Brett McGurk.
So right now, everything in Mosul is ahead of schedule on all axes of advance, but Daesh, as we expected, is putting up a fierce fight, and I expect this will take some time to conclude.
Brett McGurk. Spokesman for Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party announced Sunday that it is withdrawing from parliament after the unprecedented arrests of nine of its lawmakers, including the party's two co-leaders. Turkey drew international condemnation following the arrests, which brought into question the state of democracy in Turkey. Officials in the Indian capital shut down schools, halted construction activity, and closed a coal-fired power plant temporarily as alarm bells were sounded about the deadly haze of air pollution that has shrouded the city this past week. The emergency measures came amid rising calls for an urgent response to dangerous air pollution in New Delhi. This is VOA News.